Good morning and welcome to the 2025 Annual Meeting of Stockholders of Installed Building Products, Inc. Please note that today's meeting is being recorded. Following the meeting, there will be a question-and-answer session. You can submit questions or comments at any time by clicking on the Q&A icon. It is now my pleasure to turn today's meeting over to Jeff Edwards, Chief Executive Officer, President, and Chairman of the Board of Directors of Installed Building Products. Mr. Edwards, the floor is now yours.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the 2025 Annual Meeting of Stockholders of Installed Building Products, Inc. As Chief Executive Officer, President, and Chairman of the Board of Directors of the company, I officially call this meeting to order. Following the meeting, we will answer questions submitted through the web portal. Now, I would like to introduce the other members of management joining today's meeting: Todd Fry, our Chief Accounting Officer; Jeff Heier, our President of External Affairs; Michael Miller, our Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer and a member of the Board of Directors; Jason Niswonger, our Chief Administrative and Sustainability Officer; Shelly McBride, our General Counsel and Secretary, who will act as Secretary of today's meeting; and Brad Wheeler, our Chief Operating Officer. Other members of the Board of Directors attending today's meeting are Margo Carter, Janet Jackson, Larry Hilsheimer, David Muse, Marshall Moore, Bob Schottenstein, and Mike Thomas. Kevin Krumm, Jason Gambone, and John Reich from Deloitte & Touche, our independent registered public accounting firm, are joining us today as well and will be available during the question-and-answer session following today's meeting to respond to any questions. Finally, the company has appointed Computershare Trust Company to act as Inspector of Election. Michelle Lamarco from Computershare is with us today and has taken the oath of Inspector of Election, which oath will be filed with the minutes of the meeting. I now ask Mr. Miller to open the business portion of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. During the meeting, only validated stockholders will be able to ask questions in the designated field on the web portal. While this meeting is being recorded, no one attending the meeting by the webcast or by telephone is permitted to use any audio recording device. The Board fixed March 25, 2025, as the record date for determining our stockholders entitled to vote at this meeting. The Inspector of Election has an affidavit attesting to the fact that a notice of internet availability of the proxy materials or the proxy materials themselves were mailed to all stockholders of record on or about April 8, 2025. This affidavit will be filed with the minutes of the meeting. As of the record date, there were 27,610,885 shares of common stock outstanding and entitled to vote at this meeting. The stockholder list is available for examination during this meeting at www.meetnow.global/m4cn4wg. We are informed by the Inspector of Election that there are represented in person or by proxy 25,130,119 shares of common stock, or approximately 91% of the shares entitled to vote at this meeting. Accordingly, Mr. Chairman, quorum is present for purposes of transacting business.
Thank you, Michael. Because holders of a majority of the shares entitled to vote are present in person or by proxy, I declare this meeting to be duly convened. There are three proposals to be voted on at today's meeting. The first proposal is the election of three Class III directors. Jeffrey W. Edwards, Larry H. Hilsheimer, and Janet E. Jackson have been nominated for election to hold office until the 2028 Annual Meeting or until their successors are duly elected and qualified. The second proposal is to ratify the appointment of Deloitte & Touche as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for 2025. The third and final proposal is an advisory vote to approve the compensation of the company's named executive officers. If any stockholder would like to make a comment regarding any of the proposals, please submit your comment now by clicking on the broadcast button at the top of the screen. Once in the meeting center, click on the message icon in the upper right corner to submit your comment. As there were no comments submitted, let the record reflect that the polls are now open. Any stockholder who has not yet voted or who wishes to change their vote may do so by clicking on the broadcast button at the top of the screen. Stockholders who have mailed proxies or who have voted by telephone or the internet and do not want to change their vote do not need to take any further action. We will be closing the poll shortly. We therefore ask that you complete your ballots at this time. Now that everyone has had the opportunity to vote, I hereby declare the polls closed. Michelle, as Inspector of Election, please provide the voting results.
Mr. Chairman, based on the preliminary report regarding Proposal 1, each nominee for director has been elected by not less than 76% of the vote. Regarding Proposal 2, the appointment of Deloitte & Touche as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for fiscal year 2025 has been ratified, receiving 99% of the vote. Regarding Proposal 3, the compensation of the company's named executive officers has been approved on an advisory basis, receiving 97% of the vote.
Thank you, Michelle. Final voting results will be reported in a Form 8-K to be filed within 4 business days of this meeting. Based on the votes, I hereby declare that Jeffrey W. Edwards, Lawrence A. Hilsheimer, and Janet E. Jackson have been elected as directors to serve until the expiration of their 3-year terms or until their successors have been elected and qualified. The appointment of Deloitte & Touche as our independent registered public accounting firm for fiscal year 2025 has been ratified, and the compensation of our named executive officers has been approved on an advisory basis. The final report of the Inspector of Election will be filed with the minutes of this meeting. There being no further business to come before the meeting, the 2025 Annual Meeting of Stockholders is adjourned. We will now open things up for stockholder questions. As there are no questions, thank you for participating in our 2025 Annual Meeting of Stockholders.
The 2025 Annual Meeting of Stockholders of Installed Building Products is now concluded. Please feel free to disconnect.